This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to the show. I'm very suspicious of you because you're listening to the show right now. That's the totalitarian nature of things, isn't it? You listen to good stuff, you say good things, and all of a sudden they're suspicious of you. Put on your tinfoil hats, people. Come on, wake up. It's time to saddle up. A little bit of levity before we get into the serious business of death and destruction and dying and misery and burning in place. You know, there's a term that we use in the emergency business. And having been a so-called safety expert in schools, we had a term called shelter in place. And now with all the fires raging around, it's called dying in place. Rather than shelter, just die in place. I want you to think about that for a while because that's exactly what's happened up in Paradise, California. People not being able to get out of their houses. We don't know how many are dead. We've heard estimates of 1,000. I hope that's completely wrong. But even the sheriff was saying that they had responses for 600 they could not get to and could not verify yesterday in the afternoon at the press conference that they had. And again, when I left yesterday, I was up there in the area and I was videotaping, and we have a YouTube out about that. It was pretty obvious that all the responders and everybody were doing everything they possibly could to bring in emergency equipment to look for people, human beings. We had a count at one point in time, our own count that we ran in the early morning hours. We're doing this during the show, so if you listen to the replay of the show yesterday, you'll kind of get, it's kind of disconnected. That's why, because we're, you know, finding out with monitoring, and so we did go up and spent the day up there yesterday. and watching all the events and reporting and so on. But, you know, the information is sketchy. It's just it's a cloud of, you know, battle. And it really is. You had the air attack craft who could not fly yesterday. They seemed to be flying some missions at the very end of the day, and then we can hear our report on that a little bit later. They seemed to be flying missions that were actually specific to trying to stop the fire from coming down into Chico. But now we have evacuation orders for Chico, California. So all this is in Butte County. It's one of the heavy retirement areas that are found in the mountains. You know, people want to retire in the mountains, and it's beautiful up there. And it is, you know, retiring in the mountains at high altitude even is very, very wonderful. And if you've ever been in those communities, you know what I mean. And now we've lost three of those types of retirement communities, actually, for older people. And that would be Santa Rosa last year. And then we had the car fire this year in Redding, California. And then now we have Paradise in the Magalia area, which is right above Chico, California, which is north of, well, it's actually 10 miles away from the Oroville Dam. Shocking, I know. Shocking, the Oroville Dam. So this is a heavy retirement area. You know, a lot of people, a lot of elderly, a lot of people. The hospital, by the way, the Feather River Hospital up there is completely gone. That burned down. The houses, the number of buildings that we have right now is at least 2,000 buildings have been destroyed. The entire town of Paradise is gone. And that burned all along the skyway down there. And then, of course, the other part of that is Magalia. We have not got reports of Magalia up there. I used to live in Magalia, actually, so I'm very familiar with the area. And then the other parts of Chico now, it's coming down into Chico, and they're evacuating the northeastern, or the western, eastern portion of Chico, where I was at yesterday reporting from the airport in that area. So the fire started to come down over the ridge. We actually witnessed it last night towards the evening, about 6 o'clock. It was coming down about 12 hours after the burn started. It started to come down into over the ridges, and you can start to see it coming down into Chico. That was the with the wind blowing from east to west, which is highly unusual. That's the same wind direction that was happening last year during the fire in Sonoma, oddly enough. The fire apparently started in what's called the Polga Gap area of the Feather River Canyon. And with the winds whipping through the canyon, it's just like a blowtorch. And, of course, it came up over the ridge and started to burn into Paradise and Magalia. That's kind of the flow of the area. The Feather River is the same Feather River that dumps water into the Oroville Dam Reservoir. Get it? So in the last 2 years, last year and a half, Butte County has started to see its share of absolute disasters going on. And, of course, it's in my opinion, very suspect. Gavin Newsom, the governor-elect, but also the sitting lieutenant governor, exercised his authority to declare it a disaster. And, of course, Jerry Brown is vacuous. He's not around. Oddly enough, he wasn't around during the Oroville Dam disaster either. He made a very super top-secret visit to the dam. No one was supposed to know about it, remember? But he didn't come out and support any of the people or anything like that in the Oroville area. It was very mysterious. And, of course, he's vacuous here. He doesn't see it. It'll be interesting. Now, I know they're monitoring this show, but it would really be interesting to see if Gavin Newsom comes out as the sitting lieutenant governor and governor-elect to come out and support the people of Paradise. Wouldn't that be nice to see leadership like that? Even Kamala Harris came out, and I thank her for that. In the Butte County situation with the Oroville Dam, she even came up with Jerry Brown. No, he did a top secret thing, and he was busted by a reporter out of Chico on that about how he took a secret trip up there. No one was supposed to know. Gee, I wonder why. So anyway, the loss of life could be heavy. We hope not. We know that with our New California movement, we've done a number of town halls and meetings up in the whole Paradise area, and all that is gone now, we know. And we'll be going back up there again today. We spent quite a bit of time up there yesterday and last night, and we will be going back up there to cover this. This is an incredible story, and I want to, again, a shout-out to Sheriff Corey Honey, the hero of Oroville Dam. Of course, he's being a hero here, too. And even our elected officials, Doug LaMalfa and James Gallagher and Jim Nielsen, were up there last night at the press conference, and they did, I think they represented everybody well, and I think that they were supportive, and I really appreciate that. The people, I'm sure, in Butte County do appreciate the fact they did react so quickly, and we appreciate that. And the fire responders were excellent. Some of them, as I was talking to one of them, an officer at one of the gas stations, and he recognized, oddly enough, he recognized my badge. It was kind of interesting, an interesting conversation. He said, it's just unreal up there. So it's a battle zone. It looks, like I said, houses, buildings, businesses completely ravaged the McDonald's. I guess you have several big chains up there that are gone now. Those buildings completely devastated. So a complete town wiped out. Just wiped out because of raging fires. Now, who's to blame? Well, you know, Jerry Brown's to blame. And the powers that be here in California are absolutely to blame. And this is, you know, they should have been taking better care of the forest. They should have been making sure that there were proper burns and managing the forest of California. That's what they're supposed to do. And, of course, they did not do that. We know now that what they did is they diverted all the money that was supposed to be used for fire suppression and doing the proper things. And what did they do with it? Well, last year alone, it was $26 billion to pay for, out of California's budget, which they don't have, for illegal foreign nationals invading the country. And then we get the fires. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Oh, yeah. Okay, so the actor James Woods is being very proactive on Twitter about the campfire, the campfire out there, and other fires, and about trying to locate missing people, and urging people to try and find, if you know anybody in this area, they're trying to find out as much as possible. And you can visit our website. We'll have a whole bunch of stuff going on Agenda 21 Radio website, which is a21r.com. You can get it that way, about what's going on with the fires and everything else. And we'll keep you posted on people that are missing and hopefully found alive. And we're going to be traveling up there today, and I'll spend some time over there in the weekend. So we'll be giving you all the up-to-date. Please listen to our updates. We'll probably put updates on the podcast and so on, so you have some of that. Also on YouTube, we'll be posting Agenda 21 Radio. YouTube's up, and also New California stuff. So, like I said, there's a lot of people concerned. And we have several members of people that have been involved and engaged in New California, and we know that some of them, well, we do know that many of them have lost their homes up there. That's already been reported to us. I've actually talked to the people directly and heard their stories. A very, very compelling story, stories about how they've lost everything. It's hard to imagine that. And I've had a number living in the foothills and the mountains of California for a long time of my life. I've had a number of very close calls in terms of fires myself, but I've never lost the house. And that's on three different occasions. There, one when I was a teenager and then two as adults and so on. Never lost the house. And so, but I know the feeling because my neighbors did, or in this case, just even now, yesterday, several friends and acquaintances have lost their homes that we know of. So we're very, very conscious of the loss, but the loss of life could be absolutely devastating if, in fact, it bears itself out. And like I said last night, when at the end of my time that was up there, there were literally rushing in emergency equipment from all over Northern California, ambulances and equipment like that, more fire engines and so on flooding into the air because they're starting to really grit. As the press conference wore on, it became more and more evident as, and hats off to all the responders that were at the press conference. The whole, everybody showed up. They were very sincere. They realized the gravity of the situation because they knew the numbers. Some of it's unconfirmed, so it's really difficult, to put your fingers on it. Like the numbers we're giving you right now, these are some of the best estimates that we can pull together at this point in time. We don't have the hard facts yet. And it's not a disclaimer. I'm just reporting to you to what we do know and at this point in time. But as it stands right now, there could be as many as 1,000 people that are missing and perhaps presumed dead. The hospital in Paradise is gone. It's completely gone, that hospital up there, which I, the Adventist Hospital, I've been to myself, spent some time there for sleep apnea testing and so on. So I'm very, very familiar with that area. And like I said, a lot of my friends live up there and a lot of friends have lost homes. So we're going to keep you up to date and up to speed on that whole thing. And if you go to Twitter and check out some of the stuff that's going on with James Wood and his group out there, you can actually get a good feel for what is happening. He's been absolutely stellar. It's kind of interesting to have him on board to try and help out so many people in the fire about what is going on there and so on. He has been absolutely stellar you know, like I said, reporting what's going on. The other thing, of course, Neil LaRoe says, not looking good for Paradise Images show locations. Oh, that was last night. The other thing that we want to kind of mention right now and kind of get this taken care of is that this story about, of course, Thousand Oaks and the shooting down there. We're finding out more and more about the shooter. And let's not be surprised if there's connections to very other assorted organizations with the shooter. As you know, there is quite a processional in Southern California yesterday, and with the body of the slain officer Helios, who rushed in as he should, as his duty is, and to try and save lives, and he was shot by the perpetrator. And they had quite a big processional down, I think it was the 101 freeway, and it was quite the procession as they drove down the highway. It was the 101 Citizens Line. This is the this is again on Twitter. Blue Lives Matter, a borderline shooting. Ron Helios, who died a hero. A huge procession, cars lined up all along the freeway. Thousands of thousands and thousands of people lined up on bridges to pay their last respects. His body was being taken off, of course, to be having an autopsy, from what I understand, to see what really happened. So tribute to him and his family. That's 13 people are dead, including the gunman, at this point in time. And I don't know, there may be some other people that are injured. I have not heard back from that. We will be looking into that. Actually, where does the time go? I mean, God, but there's so much to report here. So we're going to be checking into that. This is a, I'll be blunt. This is obviously very curious why we have the election. All of a sudden we have a shooting. We have a major fire, which involves perhaps a large loss of life within a matter of a day or so of one another. Just kind of curious. And then we have the Acosta thing, the Jim Acosta thing, you know, at the White House. And it's interesting. And we forgot all about, what can I say? We forgot about the whole thing with the elections, right? And now we're hearing that a federal judge has stopped the Keystone Pipeline. I wonder what's happening. See, they're strutting their stuff. They, you know, the globalists. Is that what's happening? I don't know. But I know I was just given a fresh cup of coffee. So wake up. Listen, I haven't had a cup of coffee since the show started. Now give me a break. And we will have more before the end of the day. Anyway, they're moving. They're moving on Donald Trump. And we'll see how long this whole thing lasts. But the challenge is here. The line is in the sand, so to speak. And we'll see what happens with the globalists vis-a-vis Donald J. Trump. Right? I mean, it just stands to reason, doesn't it? That the election happens and they feel large and in charge. They've got the House back. They think that they're going to be able to do things. And they're running roughshod over three elections right now. You got Arizona with McSally, and you've got Florida with Scott, and you've got the Georgia thing going on. You got that one. And then you got the one that Scott was saying in Montana. So all these, you know, they're trying to take the Senate away. They're trying to steal the Senate is what they're trying to do. And because they do realize with a big turnover in the Senate really gives Donald Trump a lot of power, and they're going to try and steal that away. So, but it's interesting. Is this a trap for them? It dawned on me even more so when we were talking to Scott here in the last hour. But is this a trap for voter fraud nationwide? Has Korbosh and Trump sprung the trap on election fraud? I don't know. But I know one thing. I'm on board with the Trump train. And you should be too. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. The actor James Wood is really, really all over this whole trying to locate people. Like I said, our estimates, and God, I hope I'm wrong, our estimates are over 1,000 people are missing at this point. And now the sun has just come up, and the fire is encroaching upon the eastern portion of Chico now, We saw this last night. We have a report up on YouTube that you can see the fires at the ridge. It looked like they were trying to take off some aircraft to address it. I know they were running their spotter planes over the scene. It was very windy, very smoky, and you know the suggestion is obviously you can't be dropping the fire retardant in those kind of environments, and it was very difficult for these jets to get in there. The spotters could get in, the smaller planes. What happens in these fires is you usually, before a load is dropped in, they will bring in like a spotter aircraft that flies in front of the bomber, basically. And when they go on their run, they'll fly exactly the same pattern, same course that the other plane would fly behind it. And, of course, that's to detect wind shear and drafts, up drafts, down drafts, all that stuff, to make sure that they could actually place it in the right location at the right time. So that plane senses all the turbulence that might, or the dangers of the winds, because remember, this is low-level stuff. For a big aircraft like a 747 flying, you know, 500 feet above the ground, that's a real buzz. And it's very dangerous, very, very dangerous for these pilots to come in and do these things. So it was very late in the evening when we started getting crowning at the ridge, and we actually got some videotape of that. We'll have to see how it turned out, but it was pretty amazing what was going on. And like I said, a lot of ambulances, a lot of emergency equipment rushing up the hill to try and save lives. And they kept saying that at the press conference and later on that their main goal is to try and save as many lives as possible. So as I had spoken to one of the law enforcement officers from one of the agencies who had been up there, had come in from outside the area and entered, had been in Paris, they said it's just devastating up there. And they, you know, the loss of life, as he was indicating to me, could be quite heavy. So that's where I'm getting it from. And the numbers, just adding up the numbers based upon what we're hearing from people. And again, hearing at the press conference from law enforcement and officials there, they had 600 calls for help and they had not responded to them. Some of them, they were finding bodies and so on at the time. So that was last night. So now this morning with sunlight, there'll be a lot more clarity as the fire has raged through these areas, and I know they're getting cameras out and stuff like that. And we haven't been able to get it, you know, because we're doing our studio work right now. We've been watching some of the stuff, but nothing that we can really kind of put our arms around. So we're monitoring this whole thing. It's a big deal. It's a real big deal. And to pass it off and not report it, and I know it's been very lightly reported right now by your major news agencies out there, because they're more concerned with other things rather than the loss of life of 1,000 Californians. Do I seem harsh or bitter about that? It's because, you know, maybe I'm harsh and bitter about that. Could be. A bias is just showing. You know, I get a little bit testy when basically people start to, oh boy, I'm sorry, I'm being distracted by text messages from people. The voter fraud issue is coming up. Okay, so now I'm going to get focused on the voter fraud and what's going on, at least what we can tell that's going on right now in this whole situation. I want to start out, I'm going to start with Arizona as soon as my computer cooperates with me and gives me the Arizona information I'm looking for. But to see what's going on with Mexicali, what's going on there, what is going on. A lot of people, they're doing the memory thing for what's happening with the police officer. Countermeasures. It says mysteriously found ballots in Dem strongholds in Florida and Arizona threaten election day results. Shocking. 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 Aren't you shocked? Shocked. Shocked I am. There's election fraud going on in Arizona and Florida. Nothing. California's pristine. Listen, California, they're so good at counting the election results. You know minutes before 8 o'clock in the evening that what the results are, and so does the mass media. In fact, this year, they were so efficient in California. They knew the results 90 minutes before the close of the polls. Gosh, you know, why have a deadline? So 90 minutes before 8 o'clock. I mean, so now you're talking about 6:30 in the evening. They knew the results. They had counted all the ballots. And of course, those that didn't have ballots going on out there, those that were still voting, never mind. We already had we had enough ballots to show that who the winners were, and your ballots don't count. Nor the millions of ballots that were out there count. We know. See, we know because we took our little fingers and we programmed the number of ballots that we needed in California. The number of ballots that we needed to make sure that the people we wanted in got in before the ballots, the polls even closed. And then, of course, Fox News cooperated quite nicely with everybody to suppress the vote. Didn't they, Mr. Steierwall? Fox News, how proud are you of voter suppression in California? You played a role. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. Wake up. There's something in my ear. Silence is what it's called. Yeah, Fox, I don't think they've come clean on that one yet, how they suppressed the vote in California. Of course, California doesn't matter to Fox News or the East Coast, right? We just don't matter out here. It's mind over matter. They don't mind and we don't matter. Just go ahead and suppress the vote, right? Become part of the problem. Yeah. So Rick Scott's got some issues. Let's see what we got going on. And see if we can... Let's get this in. Let's see what we got. I'm just saying. We'll see what we got.
Yeah, and the big hitters for both parties are descending on Florida to monitor and contest the continued counting of votes and provisional ballots, which are still happening as the narrow leads by Republicans in key races continues getting narrower. The overnight numbers from Florida's divisions of elections for the U.S. Senate race between Republican Governor Rick Scott and Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson shows a difference now of 15,000 votes. 0.18 of 1%. County elections canvassing boards across the state met yesterday, will again today, to go through remaining provisional ballots. In Broward County, the focus of Republican allegations, things got heated last night, but Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes remains adamant that nothing improper occurred and the governor's lawsuit has no merit.
Nothing.
We ran 22 sites.
Oh, here we go.
We ran 14 days. We ran 12 hours. We had a big vote by mail. So don't try to turn it around to make it seem like I'm making comedy out of this.
Ah!
Broward's canvassing board will reconvene today at 1 o'clock. They still have about 200 provisional ballots to go through. Every county's unofficial election night numbers are due in Tallahassee by noon tomorrow.
Ah! We come back, we'll finish up on this report. All I can say is good luck in Florida and Arizona and Montana and Georgia. Dems are on the roll.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We'll use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Again, the big hitters for both parties are descending on Florida to monitor and contest the continued counting of votes and provisional ballots, which are still happening as the narrow leads by Republicans in key races continues getting narrower. The overnight numbers from Florida's divisions of elections for the U.S. Senate race between Republican Governor Rick Scott and Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson shows a difference now of 15,000 votes. 0.18%. County elections canvassing boards across the state met yesterday, will again today, to go through remaining provisional ballots. In Broward County, the focus of Republican allegations, things got heated last night, but Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes remains adamant that nothing improper occurred and the governor's lawsuit has no merit.
We ran 22 sites. We ran 14 days. We ran 12 hours. We had a big vote by mail. So don't try to turn it around to make it seem like I'm making comedy out of this.
Comedy.
Broward's canvassing board will reconvene today at 1 o'clock. They still have about 200 provisional ballots to go through. Every county's unofficial election night numbers are due in Tallahassee by noon tomorrow. Sandra.
And Phil, the Democratic candidate for governor has now essentially unconceded that race.
Yeah, unlike Tuesday night when he stunned his supporters in his crowd in Tallahassee and announced we didn't win and that he had called DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, the Republican, to congratulate him. Well, suddenly the campaign of Gillum now has new hope. Here's a new tweet by the Tallahassee mayor. Counting votes is not partisan. It's democracy. Count every vote. The latest numbers in the governor's race show Republican Ron DeSantis' election night lead over Gillum now down to 36,000 votes. That's 0.44%. Any race in Florida decided by less than half a percent goes to an automatic recount. As for DeSantis, well, he's already calling himself the governor-elect and acting like it, meeting with a group of business leaders last night in West Palm Beach. Now, if the Secretary of State does order a mandatory recount of all of the ballots in these contested races, we expect him to do that sometime Saturday afternoon.
Well, isn't that interesting? Okay, so now, I wonder what's going on in Arizona. It's shocking. Aren't you shocked? Come on. You got to be shocked what's going on there. Let's see if we got anything happening here. I don't think so. Do we have a? Yeah, here we go. Arizona.
To be verified, 650,000 votes that were cast before Election Day. They have to go over those, make sure the signatures match, and then also make sure that those same people did not vote on Election Day. And what's taking a long time, or what could take a long time, is the fact that this process is going on under the watchful eye of representatives from both parties and independents who want to make sure this is an accurate count. And even then, many are anticipating a lawsuit when it's over, especially if the final gap is under 3,000 votes. That's because Republicans have already challenged 3,000 so-called emergency votes allowed in Maricopa County the Saturday and Monday before Election Day. Currently, there are just under 16,000 votes separating Republican Martha McSally and Democrat Kristen Sinema, with McSally up by less than 1%. And again, there is still 18% of the vote yet to be counted because tally for the turnout was 65% here in Arizona.
Yeah, that's amazing. What are you hearing from the candidates, Dan?
Yeah. Well, they're both keeping a low profile. Neither one did an interview yesterday, but of course, they both put out tweets, and we have one from McSally in which she said, quote, gaining ground and feeling good. Thanks to everyone for the well wishes and kind words. We couldn't do this without our wingmen and wingwomen. We'll keep you updated. And from Sinema, good morning, Arizona. The race is about you, and we're going to make sure that your vote is counted. There are a lot of outstanding ballots, especially those mailed in. A lot of reasons to feel good, and we're doing the work, and we'll keep you updated. Thanks for being Team Sinema. She is counting on the fact that nearly all of the uncounted votes are from counties where she is in the lead. That's Maricopa and Pima counties. So we'll get our next update at 5 o'clock today. Bill?
Thank you. Dan Springer in Phoenix.
Ah, isn't that interesting? We got that one. Now let's go back to Governor Scott. Now this is the thing. Governor Scott versus Bill Nelson. This is a Senate race in Florida. So we've gone from McSally in Arizona Senate race now to Sinema and McSally, now to Nelson and Scott. And you've got an interesting thing. I think let's see if I got this clip. I got to hit this clip. Scott's Palm Beach. Da, 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 da. Okay, let's see. Rubio and Scott. Is this the thing about Rubio and Scott? Let's see if this is the one.
I'm Brett Baer. The midterm voting is over, but the counting is not. Mm-hmm. Most of the winners and losers are set. There are a handful of races, though, still being decided tonight. Two of those are in Florida, where it could be a while before we really know what happened. Florida knows recounts, of course, very well, hanging chads with big races hanging in the balance. Correspondent Phil Keating starts us off tonight from Dade County, Florida. Good evening, Phil.
Evening, Brett. When election night ended in Florida, it appeared Florida had gone red in the key races for governor and U.S. Senate. But suddenly, 2 days later, there's now a chance both could go blue. And it looks almost certain that Florida's headed for familiar territory, a mandatory recount. With Florida's hotly contested Senate and governor's races headed for an automatic recount, the Miami-Dade County Canvassing Board convened Thursday afternoon to tabulate Tuesday's Election Day numbers and count or discard provisional and late-arriving mail-in ballots. The votes keep coming in, and Republican Governor Rick Scott's small lead over incumbent Democratic Senator Bill Nelson continues shrinking. Out of 8 million votes cast, Scott leads by less than 18,000 votes, 0.22%. Now Democrat lawyers are descending on Florida. They have been very clear they aren't here to make sure every vote is counted, tweeted Florida Senator Marco Rubio. In Florida, any race with a margin of half...
See, I wanted to play the Rubio thing there to get that in there because both Scott and Rubio have absolutely no confidence, and they've said so, about Snipes, who's had all kinds of integrity problems over the years. Why? Because she's from Broward County. Scott Israel, the sheriff there, remember? Remember the shooting at Parkland? His officers ran away, right? People died. That's him. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, has Donald Trump sprung a trap? Has Donald Trump sprung a trap on the Democrats in their complete election fraudulent system? I think he has. You got to remember something, which apparently they forget. He's in charge of the justice system now. And he's got the right people there. And he's ordered investigations now. Of Florida, of Arizona, of California. Some people just didn't take him serious enough. That's my play on it. They should have taken Donald Trump serious. Because, you know, there's a lot of time to be spent in jail with Bubba for some of these folks. Election fraud is taken very seriously by the federal government. Because, you know, it's a civil rights issue. And, you know, the civil rights that Martin Luther King fought for all Americans. And it wasn't about the color of the skin, but the content of their character. Content of one's character is something that apparently many people that are involved with election fraud just have forgotten. And about those who fought for it. Many in the Civil War. 700,000 Americans died for that. And here the other side is abusing it. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Congress sent out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.